Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Thursday, March 28th. The Sweet 16 is here. I know you're as excited as I am for tonight's games. Really good lineup. We'll do best bets at the end. Obviously, if you're the kind of guy who just tunes in for the best bets. Well, the picks were out Monday. I had picks Tuesday. I wrote picks for Fox Sports. Like, you're way late to the game, but, you know, I can't do anything about that. Couple interesting topics here. I should start with the Suns off their big game against the Nuggets. But let me quickly just do this one NFL topic, just real brief. So I don't know if you guys saw this. The NFL obviously had massive success with the Christmas Day games last year. Right. And they're like, oh, let's run it back. But then you see the calendar, the games are on a Wednesday. And you're like, oh, that's dumb. Nobody wants to do it on a Wednesday. You totally screw up everything. The Thursday night football games are usually bad and no teams like them. So why would you do a Wednesday game? And I feel like this is just the NFL trying a little too hard. I mean, Rob, I don't know if you saw this. I saw a story where the NFL is deciding which teams are going to play in Brazil in the future. And I'm like, but what are we doing going to Brazil? Last year, it was Germany. Before, it was Mexico. Now, it's Germany. I don't get it. And now you're crowbarring just to say, we were on Christmas Day. Look at the big ratings. Well, obviously, the ratings are going to be big. But you think the players want to play on a Wednesday game? Now, the NFL announced in their article, the teams that play on Christmas will not play the Sunday before. They'll play the Saturday before. Ooh, an extra day of rest. Well, you know what that means. If they don't get a bye the week before their Saturday game, they're playing now two straight games on short rest. And it's such a big monkey wrench into the schedule. You guys know this, watching NFL every year. The games on Thursday are, forget about the matchups, they're just not great. The players get in a routine, and nobody wants to play these Thursday games. Sure, if you're off a bye, it's a little different. Sure, if it's week one Thursday game, not that big of a deal. But you get in that system of what Sunday game. You get in that perfect routine, that flow, and then it's like you upset the apple cart with a Thursday game, and it's just not crisp. You know, I don't want to say players are playing not to get hurt, but it doesn't have the gravitas of like a Sunday night game or even a Sunday afternoon game in that 4 o'clock window. And I don't love this idea of let's force it on Christmas Day so we can flex on the NBA that we had better ratings. Of course you're going to have better TV ratings. Yeah, there's 17 games. Christmas Day for a lot of NBA fans, well, not a lot, but a portion, it's when they start the season. It's like opening week, everybody watches that Thursday game. And then it's, okay, we're going to go back to college football, NFL, and then we'll pick it up on Christmas Day, which has like five games, usually LeBron, usually Celtics, all the good teams and good players. And the NFL just seems like it's a little too hard up to just jump in on Christmas. I'm just a Wednesday game. Now, Rob, I haven't looked. Is it too late in the season the week after Christmas to do the bye? I would say almost certainly yes. No, I don't think there's byes in like week, what, 15, 16?
I'd have to check on it. Historically, though, they take place between week 5 and week 14. So, right, like how you said, you know, having the bye right before the Saturday game, maybe that makes sense. Maybe they're the very last team to get a bye, and then your reward for getting the latest bye in the season is you also get to play two games on short rest. So, you know, it's the NFL is in a weird situation because right now, obviously, they are the monster that is basically carrying all of television, right? Like not even just sports television. They are carrying network television. They are outdrawing, you know, your favorite sitcom, your favorite award show, whatever. Like the only reason nowadays for people to actually have cable and not just go to these streaming services is the NFL, is live sports. And what the NFL is doing, I know it's not going to happen anytime soon because it's such a monster, but when you oversaturate the market with content, it suddenly becomes less important, right? So Sunday and Monday used to be like the holy days of sports fan in America. Like, do not bother me. I'm not doing it. You talk about yourself. You say you order Domino's pizza and you sit in front of your TV for Papa 16 John's, hours.
Yes.
Whatever. Yes, Papa John's. Sorry. Shout out Papa John's. Yeah. But that's what a lot of America was doing. And now you're like, hey, we're going to do Sunday. We're going to add Monday. We're going to do Thursday. And we're also going to work in Saturdays and Wednesdays as well. So it's like, at what point do we get to a point where as sports fans, you're like, you know what? Like, I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one. Like, I don't need to see Carolina versus Atlanta on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, we're eventually going to get to that point. Maybe not this year, next year, even the year after that. But I know it sounds almost sacrilegious, but too much football can be a thing, America.
Yeah, the oversaturation, you run the risk. Now, listen, obviously, NFL, when I mentioned Brazil, they would love to expand. Like the NBA, global sport. Soccer, global sport. NFL, just a footprint in America. I know they've been trying to make Europe happen. It is not happening, okay? Listen, obviously, I love the NFL. I'll watch Christmas Day games. I have two televisions, guys. I don't know if you know that. Do you have two TVs? Did you have a remote control? Does it have batteries? Does it work? Oh, you're going to be fine then. It's no big deal.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Let's move on from the NFL to the NBA. Quick, so there's two basketball-related stories we'll get to before the Sweet 16 picks. Number one is, obviously, you know, the Suns have sputtered most of the season, and as we head into crunch time here, it looks like they're practically locked in to the play-in. Oh, there's almost nothing they can... I mean, listen, could the Suns peel off 8 straight wins? Sure. Have they shown the ability to do that? No. So it looks like the Suns are going to be locked in to the 7-8 game, and if they lose that, the Suns, who have Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, they will then fall into the 8-9 game, in which the loser goes home and their season's over. Yes, Phoenix has Kevin Durant. Yes, the Mavericks have been up and down, but I think we all think, short of injury, the Kings are going to be there. The Suns are going to be in the play-in, and so are the Lakers, okay? I can't say for certain the Warriors will be. We'll see what happens. Rockets, one of the hottest teams in the league of late. Maybe they make it interesting. But here's where it gets really interesting. So I don't know if you guys remember, last year, Cowherd was out, and I hosted, and I had the players with the most pressure on them in the playoffs. And number one was Nikola Jokic. And you know, when I say that, the staff's like, oh, come on, you can't go with Jokic. I'm like, what do you mean? He's a two-time MVP. He sure as hell better win a title. There's pressure on him. I don't know if he said Carey would rather ride horses in Serbia, but the reality is there was pressure on him. And Jokic delivered. Well, who would the list entail this year for most pressure on them? I would say there's no pressure on anybody on OKC. The Nuggets, the pressure's off. Minnesota had the injury to Karl Anthony Towns, so I feel like they're out. I don't know that you can say that there's pressure on Paul George or Kawhi. I guess maybe. Pressure on Zion? I don't know. Luka? Maybe. So then you start like, okay, well, if that's the list, what about Kevin Durant? So let's just recall. Dominant in OKC, takes him to the finals. Presti trades James Harden. They never get back to the finals. Some injury unluckiness with Russ and KD. Then he jumps to the Warriors. I thought the most genius move of his career. I will defend it until my dying day. He made the right decision. Spent forever in OKC. They drafted him in Seattle. Then the franchise moved to OKC. And he was a good soldier. And you know what? He was like, I'm ready to move. I'm ready for a change of pace. I defended it. I'll still defend it. And he wins two titles. He's the finals MVP twice. Undeniably best player in the league. And I know you'll say, Jay, but he has a stacked deck. You don't win without a stacked deck. Find me the guy who wins by himself. You know? Even Jokic has Jamal Murray. And I know zero-time all-star Jamal Murray. But Jamal Murray in the playoffs is, I mean, one of the most prolific playoff scorers we've seen in the last 20 years. The numbers don't lie. Everybody's had. I mean, Larry Bird didn't win a title by himself. Magic Johnson never won a title by himself. Jordan won nothing until Pippen got there. So nobody does it on their own. Kevin Durant did not do it on his own. And you can't say he had a stacked deck. He had a great team. I would argue the greatest team in the history of the sport. Then he gets hurt and decides, eh. And again, I'm not speaking for KD. I'm speculating. I don't know. This is Curry's team. And Draymond's kind of treating me, you know, doing me dirty. And I'm out. I'm going to go follow Kyrie Irving to Brooklyn. And we know that went spectacularly badly. His toe was on the line the year the Bucks won the finals, and Nets probably should have beaten the Bucks in that series. Injuries kept happening, and then Kyrie Irving gets weird, and now Kevin Durant has to bail again, and he demands out, and he goes to Phoenix, and it's Durant and D-Book and Chris Paul, and they get run out by the Nuggets last year. And then they add Bradley Beal and a bunch of idiots, including yours truly. I thought the Suns would be the team to beat. Three wings. Offensive league, they're a juggernaut. And all the pieces haven't kind of fallen into place. And you know, they're in the play-in. And if they lose to Sacramento, and I don't know that they're a lock to win that series, that game. It'll be likely on the road. Then they fall into a win-or-go-home game against LeBron and AD. And I know Rob's a huge Laker fan, bigger Laker fan than me, and I'm a Laker fan. I think the Lakers match up really well with Phoenix. Phoenix has no answer, and don't tell me Nurk. I know that AD has struggled with the European centers. He don't want to see Sabonis, that's for sure. But Rob, I mean, I'm just being real. I think the Lakers probably would win that, and then the Suns go home, and then what do we do with Kevin Durant? As such, I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are saying, oh, most pressure for sure, Jason Tatum. I mean, the guy's 26. Guys, he's 26 years old, okay? He's in a situation where Boston's been a juggernaut this season. I don't think the pressure's on Dame Lillard. You could argue Donovan Mitchell's top five because of his future. Like, I don't know who you go as number one other than Kevin Durant. Folks, it is going to be a scathing indictment if Durant does not get out of the play-in. And Kevin Durant is home with all of his big three healthy. That ain't good. I don't want to hear this Durant top 10 talk. I don't know, Rob. I'm of the belief usually players currently can go up, 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 and then they can't really go. Nothing can really ding your legacy. I don't know. This would just be another sign that none of his big three teams have done anything outside of Golden State.
Ooh, okay. That was a lot to swallow there. Before I get to Kevin Durant, you know, some people might say, well, you know, come on, they got KD, they got Book, they got Beal. I know that they're kind of scuffling a little bit, but, you know, they'll be comfortably in the sixth seed, okay? You mentioned the toughest schedule, and people hear that, and they just think, oh, it must mean they have a road game, and that's, you know, these analytics don't make a lot of sense. No, so they played in Denver last night, okay? The rest of their schedule, at OKC, at Pelicans, home against the Cavs, home against the Timberwolves, at Pelicans, home against the Clippers, at the Kings, at the Timberwolves. Like, that is an absolute juggernaut. That's the kind of schedule that you would get usually, like, in mid-February, as soon as the NFL season's over, where they want to cram all of the best games right off the NFL season for the best ratings. And instead, they're getting them all here March into April, when teams should be gearing up for the postseason. Instead, they're going to be worried about just making the playoffs. So with that schedule, in your scenario, you have them in the 7-8 seed. It's conceivable they're in the 9-10 game, right? And they're going up against Steph Curry or, you know, these upstart Houston Rockets team in a win-or-go-home situation. So that's number one. As far as Kevin Durant goes, and we talked about this before we started recording, I've been on record, I've said on this podcast a couple years ago, that I think he is a top 10 player in NBA history. Based on everything I've seen, his skill set, his talent level, his resume suggests that he is a top 10 NBA player, right? Two-time champ, two-time final MVP. He's won an MVP, 14-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA, four-time scoring champion, twice a member of the 50-40-90 club, which only has like eight guys in it total in NBA history. He's already on the NBA 75. And yet, name one person who speaks about him in that same regard. Name one person who talks about him like his resume is anything close to that. Like, the way that the discourse is, not saying by you, but in general, in sports media, the discourse around Kevin Durant is something comparable to like a David Robinson, right? Like, oh, he's a very good player. He's one of the greats. He's a Hall of Famer. You know, and then that's kind of, you just trail off. It's like, no, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players we've ever seen. But because of the way he went to Golden State, whether you like it or not, because of the way things have flamed out for him in Brooklyn, and now it looks like it's flaming out here in Phoenix, you know, he's never going to be viewed, I think, in the way that his resume suggests. And to your point, if they end up missing the playoffs altogether, that they're not in the top eight when all things are said and done after the play-in tournament, with a roster that includes another All-NBA player in Devin Booker in his prime, another multi-time All-Star Bradley Beal in his prime. I don't care about injuries. Like, that is going to be a massive red flag, massive demerit on Kevin Durant, and it's just wild to think about to me.
Yeah, it's funny. There's no way to gauge public perception. I mean, you could do jersey sales and all that stuff, but if you just went out and asked people, go to a basketball court and say, hey, who had a better career, Allen Iverson or KD? And Rob, my guess is you get like 60-40 Iverson. Well, he led a team to the finals. Who second best player was like Mutombo and Eric Snow. Whoa, what did KD do? He jumped on board the Warriors gravy train and won two chips. It's weird. I don't totally agree with that because he was the best player on that team. And without him the year before, they lost to the Cavs. So, I don't know. I'm not out here smearing Durant. I just think it's a bad look that outside of Golden State, for whatever reason, he couldn't get over the hump with stacked decks. Russ and Harden. Okay, they were young. Fine. Kyrie and Ben Simmons. Was Ben Simmons hurt at that point? No, I think he was fine. Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and KD. Then it was KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. And now it's KD, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker. And this year, it's KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Those are like some of... You could argue Kevin Durant's had better teammates than anyone who's... Anyone really in NBA history. He's had a more stacked deck than LeBron, right? We've discussed this, I believe. Right, Rob?
Yeah, I think we disagreed a little bit on that one, but it's definitely comparable with LeBron.
Yeah, it's not like a huge gap between those two.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. He's had more stacked decks than Steph Curry.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Steph Curry was on like a homegrown team forever. Real quick, the other basketball topic I just wanted to touch on is Ice Cube comes out and makes this huge offer to Caitlin Clark to play in the Big Three. So the Big Three season is, it would be like a 10-week commitment on Saturdays to play in the Big Three, okay? Ice Cube says, yeah, we would like you for 10 games and we'll give you $5 million. Okay? I'm going to break out the old calculator. 5 milli divided by 10 games. Oh, $500,000 per game. Wow, that's not bad, Rob. Let me just see. So the WNBA draft is April. And Caitlin Clark's going to go first. We know that. She's going to go to Indiana. The WNBA rookie salaries for lottery picks start at $76,000. Caitlin Clark obviously is on State Farm commercials, Gatorade, all these. She's got a ton, all right? I'm going to go ahead and guess that she ain't making $500,000 for 10 weeks anywhere. And we're not even talking about 10 weeks. Now, I don't know if they would let her parachute in for the game. There would obviously have to be some practice with her team. Rob, I guarantee... So Ice Cube's done a masterful job here of making this a story. Because it's going to be less about, I think, the money, which is where everybody's going to go, oh, $5 million for 10 games? You got to do that. This is what it's more about. Does Caitlin Clark have anything to gain outside of the financial from this? And I think my first hunch is probably not. We know she's an awesome player. Could she hang with guys? Of course she can. Is the Big Three a good format for her? I don't know. I don't think it's a great format. It's not like real basketball. It's 3-on-3. It's like a, not gimmicky, but it's 3-on-3. It's not real basketball. Like, yeah, there's some pick and roll and some actions and 3-on-3, but it's not like a 5-on-5 game. Could Clark dominate? Sure she could. She got as good a three-point range as anybody. Now, I mean, listen, you want to get into topics about playing with a women's ball versus a men's ball, playing with, you know, going up against 6'6" guys, and who's she going to defend, and they'll just post her up, and like, all that stuff is kind of secondary. My gut tells me, Rob, Caitlin Clark is going to say no. What do you think?
I think she better say no. Because like you said, I don't think there's any kind of win for her in this scenario.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, I looked it up before we started recording. Caitlin Clark is listed at 6 foot, 154 pounds. Oh, geez. Which means she's probably realistically like 5'10", 147. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. Like nobody is ever as big as their listed height and weight in the media guide. Like that's just the fact. And of course she has game. She's the most captivating female athlete probably since Serena Williams. Like she just generates eyeballs.
But Serena Williams is good. Were you tuning in for Serena Williams at Wimbledon?
Not the way I am with Caitlin Clark.
Okay, just making sure. Right. Same.
Yeah, I mean, and to that point, Caitlin Clark this past week against West Virginia averaged 4.9 million viewers.
Yeah.
Okay, peaked at 6.4 million. The most viewed early round game in NCAA women's tournament history. Just for some context, that 4.9 million would have beat every single women's national championship game from 2005 to 2022. So the non-Caitlin Clark championship games that would have smashed, right? Yeah. She is phenomenal. She is box office. I understand why Ice Cube would want her on the Big Three because she is just a ratings bonanza. People want to see Caitlin Clark. She is a joy to watch. She's a great player. She's a fantastic talent. But to put her on the Big Three, which is not the way the Big Three, I think the way people the way most people associate it with, because when it first came out, it was come see your favorite stars of yesteryear perform. So it was like, yeah, do I want to see a 50-year-old Muhammad Abdul-Rauf? And do I want to see, you know, 45-year-old Gary Payton? Like, sure, that'd be great to see these guys, you know, tee it up one more time. But the way that it's moved now, because Ice Cube has this vision for the league being, you know, taken seriously, there aren't so many older 40 and 50-year-old guys. These are guys who are either fresh out of the NBA, or there's a bunch of European guys who are trying to make it to the NBA, the smack of their career. So the physicality is so much different than anything she would have seen in college sports. I'm looking at one roster right now as we're speaking. Corey Brewer has been on the show, is on the team. He's 6'9". Ryan Hollins, who has been on the show, is 7 foot tall. How many 6'9" and 7 foot athletic specimens does Caitlin Clark face in women's college basketball?
No.
You know? So let's say she goes out there. Everyone tunes in. They get 8-9 million people the first game. And she gets her shit just sent by Ryan Hollins as she goes to the paint. Like, what does she have to gain from this? No. It benefits Ice Cube. It benefits the Big Three. It does not benefit Caitlin Clark.
And she would have to clearly miss a bunch of WNBA games. And I know you're like, well, who cares? Well, she probably does, and the league that's drafting her probably does. And frankly, do you want her going up against, you know, 6'6", 220-pound guys? And the risk of injury, and then all of a sudden her rookie year's tarnished, and you've lost that momentum. So I don't think there's enough to gain from her on this end to do it. I do think that, you know, she would probably float around the perimeter and just bang threes left and right and be, oh my gosh, she's amazing. My guess is she does not do it. But a good business move by Ice Cube to try it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Obviously, I can't give betting advice, but I can sure lean on knowledge, my awesome run this season. If you're not paying attention, you're missing out. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
We'll wrap up with some March Madness picks for the games. We'll do tonight first, and then we could do tomorrow's games tomorrow. I don't know. This is probably a little irrational on my part, but for some reason I decided to... My biggest play now for tonight is North Carolina minus four. There's some juice. But I'm sure North Carolina will fail, obviously, against Alabama because I went heavier than normal. It's going to be a high-scoring game, probably a lot of variance. North Carolina probably touches 100. I just don't think Alabama's defense can keep up. They don't play any defense. Worst defense left in the field. North Carolina offense. Hubert Davis, by the way, 8-0 against the spread as a North Carolina coach in March Madness. I think North Carolina wins this handily. I would say UConn. I mean, I got the first number if you listen to the pod on Monday at 9.5. It's now up to 11. UConn should... I cannot imagine them losing to San Diego State. Maybe San Diego State learned something in the Natty when they got wiped off the floor and they keep it close and interesting, but I kind of doubt it. UConn just too good. So UConn, North Carolina, I think both ones advance. I did bet Clemson getting 7. I outlined this on the pod earlier this week. I wrote about it. I'm in on this Clemson team. And Arizona can be hit and miss. This is one of these pace games. Can Clemson slow it down? I say yes. If they cannot, yeah, Arizona probably runs away with it. But the gut here is, you know, we saw Oregon slow down Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament. It can be done. It's not like Arizona's unbelievable. So I took Clemson plus 7. And then the big one for me, because of the Calcutta, I'm on Iowa State money line in a parlay with, I think it's Houston. Oh, Marquette. And then I also had them in one with Houston. Confidence is waning, though. Well, money's coming in on Illinois all week. This is the real test. If this game is in the 60s, 70s, I'll take Iowa State. If it's in the 90s, 80s, edge to Illinois, because that's what Illinois wants to do. There are three guys on the wing, run and jump, offensive machine. I lean defense here, so I'm on Iowa State. I think your winners are Iowa State, Connecticut, Carolina, and then I'm going to go, since I took the points, I'll just say Clemson. But agreement, disagreement, Rob, how's your bracket in the Fox Sports Radio?
Oh, my bracket has been set on fire. Like, we're not even going to talk about it. Rest in peace to my bracket. Started out 8-0, killing the game, and then just fell off a freaking cliff. Mm. But unlike you, I don't have, you know, a massive, you know, bank share to be betting each game individually and having a Calcutta league where it's millions of dollars at stake. Like, that's just not me. I think I'm most like the rest of America where I'd rather bet a little to win a lot. And before you even started talking, I had a three-game parlay already ready to go. And interestingly enough, it's all three sides that you're on. So I had Carolina with giving up the points. I had Connecticut giving up the points. I think UConn is going to roll in that one. I think you could put it up to like 14, and I'd still feel good about it. And I have Clemson. Plus I got him at 7.5. You had him at 7.5. Because it's not necessarily much about Clemson. It's more so about Arizona. Arizona, we joked about it before the tournament even started. I made the joke about no one's really expecting Long Beach State to make a run to the Final Four. And you're like, well, hey, they're playing Arizona in round one, you know, and anything could happen. And I know we laughed about it, but the fact remains is Arizona will find ways to disappoint you in the tournament. They almost always have at least one game where they don't play up to their talent level. And if it's just based on talent, I think Arizona's right up there with the best teams in the country. But they're just such a roller coaster ride at all times. So if you're going to give me a very solid team like Clemson getting more than 5, in this case, I got them at 7.5. I love that. So a three-team parlay, Carolina giving up the 4, UConn giving up 11, and Clemson getting 7.5 against Arizona.
Yeah, the only drawback is the game's in L.A., And Arizona obviously will have a decided home court edge, probably 90-10, maybe 80-20. So that's not great. And my concern with UNC is they're looking ahead to the Arizona matchup where they would face Caleb Love, who played for them last year, had kind of an acrimonious ending. Now he's Arizona's leading scorer. It was very clear they kind of shoved Caleb Love out, and he did not get along with RJ Davis. He's a heat check guy. He's going to go give you 32 on 15 shots because he's gunning threes, or he's going to take, 30 shots and score like 17 points. He'll shoot you in or out. I'm not feeling wonderful about that. Anyways, enjoy the games. We are back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.